I'm very aware now that the Donegal Intellectual Disability Service, that they have highlighted to National HSE that there is funding required for what's been called the Cinderella area of healthcare, and that's the support for children and adults with intellectual disabilities. So there has now been a prioritisation assessment for the resumption of respite supports, and what is required now is funding is received. And what is now evident is that the HSE and the motion adopted at Donegal County Council, which has occurred since I first spoke on the Regional Health Forum, we have now demanded that the funding required is provided for increased respite, increased additional hours, and increased beds in the Inishowen area, because what was said 2 weeks ago remains the same and has remained the same for quite a while. 3 beds are provided at Riverwalk Respite House in Carndonagh. 2 of them are still taken for emergency services. So there still is a need for an adequate provision for emergency services and a need for respite beds, very much so in the Inishowen Peninsula.
But how likely, realistically, is that funding, even though there's going to be calls now for it, how likely is it that it's going to be sanctioned? We know that there's, you know, priority at the minute for the pandemic, and unfortunately, services such as these are, it can be argued, being sidelined somewhat.
I would take that on board, except yesterday at a meeting again of the Regional Health Forum West, the prioritisation of services for the Northwest and in the West and the Northwest was highlighted. But in this same week, 3 leading experts have submitted contacts to national media. A Dr. Mary Kelly, a Dr. Maria Dunn, and a Seamus Cowman, Professor Emeritus there at Royal College of Surgeons. They have highlighted that the progress and the development is at a snail's pace for the respite for children's, adults and intellectual disability services. And that is causing serious problems to the people with disabilities, to their families, to the very dedicated staff who work in this area who are at risk of burnout. And what I'm saying is, does the government want to risk burnout out with the people who have been at the core in delivering the services, the families and the carers? I think not, and I think the present government, it's incumbent on them now to respond to the council motion adopted and adequately fund the disability service here in the county, and particularly in Inishowen.